like this for several reasons in particular. Okay? The best thing about this to me, and to me, this is just kind of a kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Kenny Atkinson is doing things that last year people said you couldn't do.
Like what?
And this is why I love it. And we sat here last year on this show, and we had so many people tell us you can't do a couple of things. Number one, you can't play two big guys together if they don't shoot threes. We heard that over and over and over again. And I kept saying, silly. Of course you can. You just have to coach
hogwash,
it up.
Hogwash, Jeff. Hogwash.
There is a perfect word. Where'd that one come from?
You.
The other thing, and I give him credit for this, Kenny Atkinson. The type of basketball that he has these guys playing is conducive to using more players, and he is. He's playing a 10-man rotation. He has 10 guys averaging at least 16 minutes a game. And he has nobody averaging more than 30.7 minutes per game. So, I mean, not only have all of the offensive numbers been up, he's been doing it by playing more guys and playing them fewer minutes, which if you look at the big picture in the NBA, Andy, if you can keep your star players from playing 34 to 38 minutes a game, why wouldn't you? And he's doing that while winning. And so I love those two things about this team. Those are my two favorite things, first and foremost, is that you're playing two bigs who don't shoot threes at the same time, and by golly, take that, everybody who said you couldn't do it. Because he is,
you
and
are
it's
taking
working.
You're taking a victory lap on this big time.
No, I'm not. I just thought it was ludicrous that people said, well, you got to trade one of these guys. You can't play them both. You got to trade them because they don't shoot threes. You have to shoot threes. No, you don't. You have to coach it up.
I don't disagree with anything you're saying.
I know you don't. You never did.
No, and last year I thought you were right. I'm like, I don't know. Why can't you have two big guys? Why can't you have the only thing that I questioned was the size of your guards. And it felt
which could still be an issue when you get to playoff time.
Okay, but it's like the duplication of assets doesn't seem to be the same right now.
But they're moving.
Rather than being a conflict, it's complementary now.
You know why?
No, why?
Because he's coaching it up.
Because they're moving the basketball.
Thank you, Andy. You don't have, if Donovan has the ball, Darius isn't just spotting up and standing there. And when Darius has the ball, Donovan's not just spotting up and standing there. Kenny Atkinson has them moving, has the ball moving, and this is what happens when you have good players and you play the game what I think is the right way.
Here's another fun fact about the Cavs.
All right.
Evan Mobley doesn't seem to be standing in the corner anymore. He seems to be aggressive. He seems to be in the play. I see him in the paint. He's making shots. Like, he took one shot yesterday. I was like, oh, I ain't taking that three. But I'm okay with it. I lived with it because they were able to kind of move forward. He took one really kind of ugly three-pointer yesterday. He looks bigger. He's playing more aggressive. Somebody got the cat a cheeseburger. That's what I'm saying.
The cat.
I mean, come on. Again, it's Mitchell, it's Mobley, it's Garland. It's Mitchell, it's Mobley, it's Garland, and you can throw in an occasional Wade in there if you're looking for a leading scorer. But every night, it's somebody different. Look at the last six games.
Kind
Mitchell,
of.
Mobley, Garland. Mitchell, Garland, Mitchell, Garland, Mobley.
You've had three guys who have been your leading scorers.
Okay, but there's different guys.
Well, that is good. Mitchell.
It's not like the good old days where it was James.
Right. Well, but that's a different cat.
It's a different style.
No, that's a different guy.
It's a different vibe.
That's a different guy.
Click, click.
Mitchell's been the leading scorer in four games this year.
Tell me, bro.
Garland's been the leading scorer in four games this year. Mobley's been the leading scorer in three games this year, and Dean Wade had one game where he was the leading scorer. I think that's really good. There's something else here, and this to me, this is telling, and this is not a condemnation of JB Bickerstaff, because JB did a very good job here, and they got better every year. I mean, look at the playoff success, and you might not say they didn't win at all, no, but they took a step every year, and that's good. Here's the thing to me. This might surprise you, too. The Cavaliers scoring this year, right now, they are the highest scoring team in the NBA. They are first in field goal percentage at 52%. They're first in three-point percentage at 41.3%. I don't think they're a great three-point shooting team. But right now they're first in three-point percentage, so, you know, take that one. But they're first in points, shooting percentage, three-point percentage. Their scoring this year as opposed to last year, Andy, is up 9.8 points per game.
Mm.
So it's 10 points per game. They're scoring 10 points more per game. They're at 122.4. How many more shots per game are they taking this year as opposed to last year?
You told me the answer, so I will not give it away. I'm not going to pull the curtain back. You tell them.
0.9.
0.9.
They are taking fewer than one more shot per game this year, and yet scoring 10 more points per game. And their shooting percentages are way up. Last season, they were 15th in three-point percentage, and they were 8th in or 12th in field goal percentage. What does that scream? It screams this. You're scoring 10 more points per game, yet taking only one more shot per game. Why? Because you're moving the basketball and you are getting better shots. That's it. You're playing an offense that allows you to get better shots. It's that simple. You're not taking more. You're taking one more per game, one more shot as a team per game. You're getting better looks. You're getting better shots. You're getting more open shots. You're getting higher percentage shots. And that's a credit to what Kenny Atkinson is doing right now.
So did you see what Steve Kerr said? He had a quote that was in The Athletic. I don't know if it was from a press conference or not. He said that what Kenny's doing, Steve Kerr said this, I feel like they just beat us with what we've beaten teams with for years. Just the ball movement, guys flying around. They're so intentional about the extra pass. That's a staple for us, the drive, kick, swing, and what we preached for years, and they diced us up with it.
They destroyed Golden State.
Yeah.
I mean, it was, what were they up, 40 points? I mean, it was silly. Desmond is in New York.
Desmond.
Hello, Des.
Yo. All right, guys. Cavs are looking good. So what they've done here is guarantee themselves, like, at least in the high 50s, regular season wins, you know, by doing this. You know, all they have to do,
Desmond,
is
Desmond, that's really fair, by the way. Yeah. That's a really fair way to look at it.
Yeah, you know, I like what they've done. I like how Mobley's been a little better this year. He's taken a step, which you've been waiting for a long time. The problem is, I just don't think this is a playoff roster that can handle most teams like the Celtics or the Knicks in a 7-game series in the playoffs. They're going to have to do something at the deadline. If they don't, they're cooked. I know. I love Atkinson. You know, I don't love him because I have a personal connection with him. I know him. I know the family. But he's the perfect guy for this team. And they set themselves up really nice, but they're not beating the Knicks or the Celtics in a 7-game series in the playoffs with this roster. They're going to have to add somebody. You agree with me, Jeff?
Desmond, I do.
Des doesn't care what I think. Just Jeff.
No,
Jeff, what do you think?
I think Desmond, every point he just made, I think, is very fair.
But they could even finish with the number one seed still. I mean, because the way this winning streak is ridiculous. I mean, like, they're probably going to, out of the first 20 games, they're going to win at least 16 games. You know?
It's silly, isn't it, Desmond? I mean, last night against Chicago, Chicago's got them on the ropes, and boom, here they come again. I mean, it's been silly as well as they've played.
They've beaten good teams, too. They're beating good teams. They're not just beating crap. They're beating good teams, too, you know? So, I just don't, you know, I just don't see this roster in the playoffs, especially Garland. You know, I just, you know.
Desmond goes back to the two small guards, doesn't it?
Yeah, but maybe they could trade Garland at the deadline for somebody better. You know, I don't know.
He seems healthy, though. I think he's playing better than – I think he's definitely playing better than he did last year. I think he's playing smarter than he did last year, too.
I hate his game. I know you don't like
his game, but I'm just saying you got to admit that he does look like he's playing a little bit smarter than he did last year.
He's had some really good games. He's definitely had some good games. I just think that's the piece you might want to move, you know?
What are you getting back?
Des and I are thinking they need exactly the same thing. What are you thinking, Des? What do they need? Des, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
What do they need? He says.
What do you think they need?
A scoring wing.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Definitely.
And I also think, Des, they might be able to use a big body guy inside to to go along with Evan and Jared.
Well, why don't you trade Jared Allen and Darius for Giannis, and you might have something, you know?
Well,
there you go. Five first-round pick.
Thank you very much. That's an interesting, you know, Giannis is making noise in Milwaukee. That's probably not good for the Bucks. I'm not even going to entertain that one because it intrigues the, you know what, out of me.
Would that not be amazing? Would that not be amazing?
It intrigues the, you know what,
No, it's beyond intriguing.
Sam Amico, HoopsWire.com, joining us next as we continue Cavs Talk.